happened. It starts off as text.
If you did not catch him having sex with another female, he did not cheat. It didn't happen.
Yes, he did. He might as well.
Might as well.
Oh my God. No, he might as well. You telling a bitch that you want to fuck her. You might as well be up there fucking her if you text her that.
That doesn't mean nothing.
My thing about men is that men don't have respect for women.
Because you don't want
me to be texting no man about fucking and sucking him, so you can't do it. You can't do what you don't want.
First of all, it's a double standard. It's not my rule, but this exists. Y'all can't do what we do and still be called a lady.
And y'all can't do what we do. Y'all can't cheat because y'all don't know how to. We know how to cheat. But you got some women that's just not going to cheat on men because...
Men don't cheat, bro.
Women cheat way better than men. But who wants to be out there fucking and sucking all these dicks? I don't know.
Hoes, maybe?
It's too complicated.
How?
I've had my time doing what I do. And it was just too complicated.
So you admit you just had a whole phase? You had a whole phase?
When I was in my 20s, everybody goes through the whole phase. If you don't, then you haven't done anything.
Yeah, I've had mine.
I might be still in my whole phase.
I don't know.
It kind of just happened, really. I was sleeping with two dudes at the same time. Not at the same time.
It's called a train.
You know what I mean? It just sort of happened. I didn't like it. I was just feeling two people at the same time. And I was going to cut one of them off.
Wait.
Huh?
You said at the same time?
Or? I was feeling both of them. Like, I really liked both of them at the same time.
Then you had a train.
Huh?
You had a train then.
They wasn't fucking me at the same time.
You said...
No, I'm saying, like, one would come over on a Tuesday and I sleep with him, and then I see the other one on Wednesday, and it just, you know, and then, because I'm feeling them, so...
That's technically a train, but all right.
whatever you want to call it. But anyway, I was uncomfortable with it, because first of all, it was just complicated. And I couldn't be sleeping around with two dudes. That wasn't me. It's just like I said, I was feeling two guys, and it just sort of happened. So I was gonna cut one of them off. One of them kind of cut himself off anyway. But he was talking to my best girl. I'm saying though, I was raised.
I specifically said if you didn't catch him doing it, it didn't happen.
It didn't happen. You gotta put your hand on.
No.
You don't put your hand on. It wasn't none of them.
Nah, no.
You gotta put your hand on.
Put my hand on what?
Whatever it is. That's just an assumption.
Yeah, exactly.
It ain't no assumption.
Yeah, it is.
It's fine.
Did you see it?
We don't even have to talk about it because I'm no longer with him anyway, so it don't matter.
It's not going to court. It won't hold up in court. You gotta put your hand on.
Exactly. Exactly.
I had a picture and I worked.
Exactly. Exactly.
And you're right. It's going to be perfectly fine. Because I'm by my damn self. And I like it by myself because I can sleep better.
Oh my God. Huh? It's bullshit.
What?
Bullshit.
What?
I can't stand when women say that bullshit. I'm happy by myself. Blah, blah, blah. I'm single. Do the fuck I want. Okay.
No, I'm not bashing men. And I don't say all men cheat. I'm just saying when I was raised to fuck your man, suck your man, cook for him, take care of him, watch, to do all that. So when my situation, when me and my baby dad was together and he was cheating.
How do you know?
I ain't gonna say another reason why I know. But I know he was cheating. Mm-hmm. I don't know when he started cheating. He could have been cheating. He could have been cheating before he met me. You know, because you blinded when you. You know, when you in a relationship, the beginning part is like, you know, it's
the honeymoon phase. You talking about?
Huh?
You mean the honeymoon phase?
Honeymoon phase. And but when I got pregnant, what you mean? What's why you looking like? But when I got pregnant, stuff started happening. Anyway, he was cheating, and like I said, I did all those things right. So it was hard for me because I never understood why he would cheat on me. But I mean, he still was with me and he still took care of me, but he's just cheating. And he used to tell me that all men cheat because he used to want me to just stay.
That's a fucking lie.
I know that. But he thought I was dumb enough. He thought I was going to believe that and stick around thinking, okay, I might as well stick with him since men cheat. That's what my baby dad told me. That's how I knew something wrong with him.
Well, I could see the logic in that. At least that's you know right. The problem that you got. At least you know his problem.
But who wants to be with a man that's entertaining other females?
Well, long as he don't bring nothing home. Okay, well, that answers my next question.
I don't know why you... Anyway.
You okay? Calm down.
I'm
Take a deep breath.
I'm totally fine.
Redirect your pain to the right area.
There's no pain. There's no pain no more. Oh. I'm good now. I'm perfectly fine.
Oh, my God.
I'm perfectly fine. But he definitely was cheating. And
you keep saying that, but you don't have the hardcore proof.
Because he was cheating.
Okay.
He was cheating. But so I'm not out here bashing females. I'm not out here bashing men because I know that all men don't cheat. I know all men don't cheat.
Which was my point I was trying to make.
And I don't believe what that man just said. Okay, if he's hungry, he'll go somewhere. No, because I did everything right.
Flawless.
I feel like if you're in a relationship and
you're mouthing off, because you look like somebody who mouth off.
What you mean?
You look like somebody who mouth off.
Yeah. I let him be the man.
You let him be the man?
I let him be the man in our relationship. I kind of locked myself in the relationship because I let him be the man. Because I was so independent when he met me. So I let him be the man because he's a man. So he made a lot of decisions, and I was just like, okay, whatever you just, you know. So, I mean.
I ain't gonna lie, my last relationship, I fucked up in the very beginning.
What do you mean?
No, I cheated in the very beginning.
In the very beginning.
Because it was so crazy how I got caught.
Okay, so why did you cheat?
It was at the very beginning. I wasn't even taking her serious at the time. But it actually was kind of serious, but not really.
How can something be serious but not really serious?
When I say not really, because like we wouldn't stand together at the time.
It doesn't have to be. Y'all have to be standing together for y'all to have a serious relationship.
That's how it works.
But my thing is, I didn't expect for him to be perfect. I didn't expect for him because you're gonna.
And also, she thought I was cheating because we wouldn't have sex at all.
That's another.
Because if I'm just like. Not into you no damn more. I'm not finna fucking touch you.
I don't think men don't have a reason to cheat. I think some men just cheat because they like more than one woman. And I think my baby daddy feeds his ego. I really think my baby daddy, he just likes to have more than one
my
woman.
My baby daddy.
That's who he is. He's not my man, and I don't really say he's my child's father. He's my baby daddy.
That sounds so disrespectful.
But you know what?
Baby daddy is a disrespectful word.
At this point, I don't care because he done disrespected me, so it's not even funny. But, I mean, like I said, I know that men or women are not going to be perfect in a relationship, but my thing is when you apologize and you go back to doing
it. Best apology is action.
Huh?
Best apology is action.
Right. So,
that's just me.
And to me, I didn't feel like he was trying to do better. I felt like, you know what I'm saying? Just like when we broke up or whatever, and I finally put his ass out. Well, not really put him out. We didn't really stay together, but he had, like, you know, clothes in my house and stuff like that.
Yeah, whenever you unhook his PlayStation or game system from your TV, you lost him, sir.
Oh, he never did. He don't play games.
If a man ever unhooks his game system from your TV, really? It is a wrap.
he didn't play games. He didn't have one in his house.
You said he cheated on you, but he didn't play games. Okay.
I'm saying he didn't play video games. Oh. He didn't play it because he didn't have one in his house. I don't think he had it in my house. It was like clothes and shoes and stuff like that. Oh, so
okay. Light stuff.
When I packed up shit that he bought me too. And then people thought I was so stupid for like, cause like he bought me like what, Coach purse, Coach glasses, of a bangle gold. I gave him all that stuff back because he didn't buy that stuff because he thought I liked it. He didn't buy that purse because, oh, I really think my girlfriend or whatever case may be gonna like that person. He bought that to check me up or to forget about what he done did. So I gave him back that stuff because I didn't want it. Didn't buy that shit because you really thought I was gonna like those sunglasses. Or I really think she's gonna like this purse. Or I really think she's gonna like this bangle. No, you bought that because you wanted me to forget about what you did last month, right? Okay. And I'm not the type of chick you can't buy me.
So he was apologizing for something you didn't see him do.
Yeah, but he did it though. I don't have to see it. I've seen text messages, and I believe text messages.
Text messages are not nothing you can go off of.
Well,
I'm just saying.
I'm saying,
the only reason I say that is because anybody can text anything at any time. It really don't mean shit.
Well, they can text.
I can text you.
But if you respond to it, then that makes it.
No, it doesn't. I can tell you that, I can text you right now that China blew up. And you can text me back, oh, really? That don't make it true?
What do you mean?
I'm just saying, my point...
First of all, that has nothing to do
what with... What I'm saying, with, my point with, is...
With, I get what you're saying, but that don't... That's different. A guy telling me, if you was to text me right now and say, ooh, I want to eat your pussy. If my baby didn't see that message, I'm cheating.
First of all, that would never happen.
You don't get what I'm saying.
I get what you're saying, but I'm just saying, speaking from my personal, I would never text that. Ever. To anybody.